Hi, this is Jeff Molander, and you are about to meet Marcus Sheridan, the guy who actually inspired me through this very interview to finish writing my book. And believe me, he's not only going to inspire you, but motivate you with his unbelievably practical approach to blogging, an approach that makes social media sell for him.
We started a swimming pool company in 2001. It was very small. And really, at the time, we didn't have much of an identity. We kind of figured we just wanted to be great at a lot of different things. And so we wanted to be great at hot tub sales. We wanted to be great at retail. We wanted to be great at service. We wanted to be great at in-ground pools, great at above-ground pools.
Uh-huh.
And so my model for growth was, you know, retail stores would be the answer. More stores would mean more sales and more leads. And we had a shotgun marketing approach. And so we spent tons of money on marketing and really tried all different types of methods. Most of them were outbound techniques, lots of different types of phone books and different types of mailers. And we did TV. We did plenty of radio. Really, you name it, and we probably tried it.
Mm-hmm.
And as time went on, I could clearly see that there were some shifts that were occurring. And see, you talked about, you know, some of your weaknesses, which is, you know, in your case, math. And you know, I definitely have my weaknesses, and I do have some strengths. One of my biggest weaknesses is I've never been very good with technology. I didn't grow up with computers. I didn't grow up with any of that stuff in my house, and it isn't something that comes naturally for me. But one thing that I usually see pretty well are shifts as they start to occur, and mm-hmm. be it a small group setting or just more of a larger setting. And in this case, I really felt like I had an understanding of the mind of the consumer and really where the information age was taking us. I was greatly bothered because as I saw the need for a great website, I knew that between me and my business partners, we were all completely flawed in that arena because we were not technology-driven people. Like most blue-collar businesses, we weren't techies, we weren't nerdies, and so that put us behind the eight ball, and the idea of internet and websites was basically very intimidating, but the problem was there, and we knew we had to do something about it. Well, it was, I guess, in March of 2009, something had really bad happened, which was the economy fell flat on its face, of course, mm-hmm. about 6 months beforehand.
Yep.
Now, a pool company in March of 2009 was in panic mode, and we were no different. We were hemorrhaging money, and frankly, we were in trouble financially. We really were in trouble. And
so the issue was people weren't spending anymore for you guys. Was that the issue?
Well, I knew that basically what I was going to deal with was the size of my company was such that I needed to install 80 swimming pools a year. At this point in my business, I had come to the realization that retail wasn't the answer, that too much was going online for at least pool businesses, and it wasn't my thing. And so much was going online that I was changing my business model. My business model had gone from being a jack of many trades to just really being a master of one. If you always bring up in my other blog, The Sales Line, I always talk about the book Good to Great, where they talk about the hedgehog concept by Jim Collins, and really how, you know, you have to know as a business what you can be the best at. This is applicable to social media, of course, but it's applicable to, first, what is your business model. The problem is most of us don't know what we can be the best at until we've been doing it at least for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to start a pool company and say, I'm going to be the best fiberglass pool company in the world. But after a certain amount of time, 7 or 8 years, we pretty much found that, yes, that's who we were, okay? And I knew I didn't want to be retail, I didn't want to do this and that, I knew I wanted to be great at fiberglass pools. But the economy, right at the same time, when I was really gaining a clear identity of what I could be the best at, just took a huge crash right in the middle of the road. And so we were going to have a problem if we didn't do something about it, and I knew my website, as it wasn't very great. But also knew all other pool companies, their websites sucked too. So if I just really
are you talking about in your region, specific to your region, not the big national guys?
No, nationally.
Right? Even national? Okay.
Because pool companies, I apply this rule. Most of the principles that I'm going to tell you here are applicable to any blue-collar business, because usually a blue-collar business is started by a guy that used to perform a trade but decided one day to be his own boss. But the trade is not a technology-driven trade, and so whether he's an auto mechanic, which mm-hmm. now is pretty much computer, but if he's a landscaper, if he's this or if he's that, if he's a restaurateur, all these people, these blue-collar guys that used to be in the game, now are trying to be a coach, and they really, really struggle with it because now it's all internet-driven. And some are getting it. Most of them aren't. Most right. of them aren't, though, because they're just scared to death of it, as you already know. And it's the same with the pool industry. These guys, one day they're taking holes and putting pools in them. The next day, they're trying to be a business owner. The next day, they're trying to be a webmaster.
Yeah.
It's a difficult cycle to achieve and too intimidating for many. But because of technology like HubSpot and because of platforms that allow non-techies to essentially be in control of their own web marketing vehicle, their web destiny, well, then everything can change. And that's really what happened to me in 2009. It's okay, I need to figure out a way to get more leads. I know I probably have 15 to 20% of the available leads that I had before, but I still need to do 80 pools a year because that's what the structure of my company is built around. That's mm-hmm. my overhead. If mm-hmm. I can't meet that number, I'm screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. Royal. And so that's when I found HubSpot. And I found HubSpot by landing on their web grader, and that's the tool that judges, you know, mm-hmm. grades websites, and I
yep.
got an awful, awful grade on my website. I see myself as a competitive person. I got a 17 out of 100, and immediately I was really just mad, kind of pissed off, but at the same rate, thought, okay, what can I do about this? So I started really researching HubSpot, more so inbound marketing, and I felt like it made total sense. And there's been a few times in my life when stuff just made total sense, and it's been those moments when I said, okay, looking back, that was one of the greatest things I ever did. Inbound marketing was clear to me. It's what I knew was going on. I just didn't really have a word for it or a phrase in mm-hmm. my own head. And so I really studied it, and that's when I got on with HubSpot. Now, two major, major things happened when I got on board with HubSpot. Number one, I started to learn the power of content marketing through blogging. You know, for years, I've been going on sales appointments, and I actually wrote about this yesterday on the sales line, but I've been going on sales appointments, and I've been teaching people about pools. And so, you know, they would meet me when I got to the kitchen table, and I would spend a couple hours teaching them about pools, and then maybe an hour, maybe half an hour, maybe a second visit, or maybe a third visit, actually trying to sell them a pool. That never makes sense to me. I knew it was the wrong methodology. So with blogging, quickly I saw that what I could do is I could do all the teaching on the forefront before I ever even met the person. But they could meet me, and they could get to know me by name, and they could know my thoughts and my feelings and really my approach to swimming pools if they read my blog. And so we started to do just that.
Hi, it's Jeff again, and here is a sneak preview of what's coming up next in the next episode with Marcus Sheridan.
Our methodology for the blog was simple. What we're going to do is we're going to write down every question that has ever been asked to us by any customer. And I don't care how generic or how broad the question was, we were going to write that question down, and that quickly became the title or the titles of our blog posts. We see this world of sales, and everybody sends out emails that are so friggin' generic, and they all suck. Hey, thanks for contacting our company. We appreciate it. We'll be in touch soon. We'll call you. Well, I don't believe in that. When I send out an email to a lead, they're going to get my ebook, 50 pages long, which is just a compilation of all the articles I've written. They're going to get my reference list. They're going to get 5 links to 3 or 4 videos, 2 other articles. I want to make sure that that person is so well informed by the time I get in their house that it's impossible for them not to know me, to really get me, to know my product, the process, the delivery, the whole thing of what River Pools and Spas is about. So when I get to the table, I'm not teaching any longer. I'm there to sell.